Mr. President, thank you, and I want to thank the distinguished chairman of the committee for a job well done. This has been difficult, and when I hear people talking about the tax bill and saying it's really amazing that we sunset some of these taxes and then bring them back, no one wanted to do that. The reason we have to sunset some of these taxes is because we had to fit within an artificial constraint of $350 billion. That's why you have sunsets. What we certainly hope to do is not to sunset these tax cuts, the tax relief for hardworking American families, but instead to allow these to go forward. We will have to pass new legislation to do it. And I think even with these modest tax cuts, we are going to spur the economy. Mr. President, it seems like sometimes people who are talking are forgetting that the purpose of this bill is to stimulate the economy. 80% of the benefit of lowering the top rate to 35% goes to small businesses. It is small businesses that are going to reap the benefits of this. That is the job creator of America, small business. It is small business that we want to spur to create jobs in our country. We want to put people back to work. The purpose of this is to put people back to work. It is also to try to bring a little equity into the system. Why in the world would we have a penalty on marriage? And we do go a long way toward eliminating the marriage penalty tax in this bill. And we're going to do everything we can to keep that in place from now on. There should not be a penalty for marriage. We should treat everyone equally in this country. The marriage penalty bill was mine. It is a part of this legislation, and I am going to do everything in my power to keep it forever. Doubling the standard deduction and doubling the 15% bracket when people get married. That is for the lowest income and moderate income people. We are making a giant leap for child tax credits from $600 to $1,000 because it is our families who are suffering so much today. And we are going to do everything in our power to make the child tax credit an absolute permanent help. And Mr. President, I want to talk about the state aid package because as we speak on the floor this morning, my legislature is in the last days of its regular session. They meet every other year for 6 months. They're in the last days of that regular session, and they're grappling over $500 million. The legislature, I spoke to the Lieutenant Governor, David Dewhurst, yesterday. He and the Speaker of the House, Tom Craddock, are working diligently to cut the budget, to try to be fair, try not to cut services too much. Well, help is on the way. Help is on the way. My state of Texas is going to receive more than $1.2 billion in aid over the next 2 years. Under this proposal that we are going to pass today, $510 million will go for Medicaid help, and that is one of the biggest problems that my state and many states have. $710 million will go in block grants for essential government services. So they will be able to put this money where it is most needed. $500 million for Medicaid, $710 million in block grants, and it's going to be this year and next year. So I hope this will resolve the problems of my state that has done a lot, as much as it can right now. The legislature's grappling with it, and we are going to help my state and every state in America because we understand the hard times because the federal government is feeling it too. We have increased national defense responsibilities, increased homeland security, and our states do as well. So help is on the way, and I am very pleased to have been part of the group that did work on the state aid package to try to help because I've been reading the Texas papers and I see the problems that we face. Mr. President, I think the committee did an outstanding job, and I want to commend the House. I want to commend the President of the United States for his leadership. The President just didn't sit on his laurels after doing a great job in Iraq, a wonderful job protecting the young men and women of our country. He said, we're going to put people back to work. The president deserves credit. The Senate and House deserve credit.
Senator's time has expired.
And we will put people back to work in this country. Thank you, Mr. President.